The Attorney General's Office is warning NBA fans of ticket scams. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. As the Cleveland Cavaliers continue into the finals, consumers are warned of ticket scams. Ohio Attorney General's Office spokesperson Dan Tierney offers a specific scam tip with the Cavs and the NBA Finals happening that ticket buyers need to be cautious of.
Quicken Loans Arena uses the flash seats technology where it's predominantly electronic tickets. So when it comes to the Cavs, one thing to be very wary of is if they're asking you to use a ticket transfer system outside of the one that uses Quicken Loans Arena.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine explains that some individuals may try to sell you an NBA ticket that is fake.
If someone offers to sell you tickets but says you have to wire them money first, it could be a scam. Learn more about scams at ohioprotects.org.
Another scam tip includes the consumer realizing that sold-out or in-demand tickets for sporting events will not likely be offered at face value or below market value. 27-year-old Frankie Lockett Jr. was arrested Saturday evening after admitting to stabbing a man after an altercation. Lockett told officers that he stabbed the victim, who was later identified as Alex Dyer, just below the left breastbone in self-defense. When officers responded to the residence on Pleasant Alley, Dyer was found with a compress to the chest. Bolivar Police Chief Randy Haw said Lockett is expected to also be charged with assault on an officer.
Officer Bailey transported him to the Tuscarawas County Jail. When he went to open the door to get Mr. Lockett out of the car, Mr. Lockett was there and ready and kicked the door the minute it was open and put my officer up against the walls.
Lockett is currently in the Tuscarawas County Jail until his hearing, which is scheduled Thursday, June 7th. Dyer has since been released from Altman Hospital. And in your state news, a federal judge has rescheduled sentencing for an Ohio man convicted of trying to help the Islamic State group. U.S. District Judge Edmund Sargis on Tuesday in Columbus rescheduled Aaron Daniels' sentencing from Thursday to July 6th. The 21-year-old Daniels expressed remorse last year for his actions. His attorney is seeking a reduced sentence of 2 years, citing Daniels' mental illness in acknowledgement he did wrong. The government wants a sentence of at least 15 years. And in your sports news, the Indians topped the Brewers 3-2 last night. Jose Ramirez hit his 19th home run of the season. Corey Kluber improves his record to 9-2 with the win. Cleveland hosts Milwaukee again this afternoon at 1:10. The Cavaliers welcome the Golden State Warriors for Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. Cleveland trails in the series 0-2. Tip time is at 9 o'clock. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. Your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Times of sunshine, then clouds today. Cool for June. High temperature in the upper 60s. That's running about 10 degrees below average. Mainly clear, remaining cool tonight. Low temperatures fall back into the upper 40s into early Thursday morning. Sunshine will mix with clouds Thursday. A little bit more seasonal in the afternoon. High of 78. Partly sunny Friday. High 82. Warm and humid Saturday. High 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Then it looks like it'll be drier Sunday with a partly sunny sky. Highs in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.